right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, and text us at the same number. You know, Sam, when I allow my brain to think as opposed to just going with the flow, things happen. So I want to introduce to the listening audience my new sidekick, Miss Sam.
Hello. Thank you, Earl.
How you doing, Sam? Tell us a little bit about Sam.
Well, I am 23. I just graduated from UW-Whitewater this last May, so I'm a little fresh into the industry, but I did some campus radio, so living the dream with you, Earl. Very honored to be here. I am big into music, learning a lot about politics, which is awesome. Just really happy to be on the air.
So you did a little campus radio. Tell us a little bit about the kind of radio you did on campus.
Yeah, I got a really cool opportunity to be the news director on my station, and it was all student run. So I got a really cool team to work with, dipping my toe into everything radio. But I mainly did a show for an hour a day, where I just covered some campus news and stuff that, you know, I thought my peers would be interested in, kind of like what you're doing, which is awesome. Because I feel like a lot of the typical news is repetitive and maybe not necessarily the beat that the audience really wants to search out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what is it about radio? I mean, you know, radio is an old, old medium. You're a very young person. So what is it about radio that piques your curiosity?
I honestly got it into music more from that. Like some of the local stations, I grew up in the area, so some of the local stations, like with the alternative music and all that, I went to a lot of live shows, and I just remember hearing those personalities and getting just as excited to hear them as I am for the band, you know. And I'm just like, wow, I want to be that personality that you can connect with and get excited to hear, and who can share reliable and important news that you're interested in.
You know, at the tender age of 23, you know, it's a great opportunity for you, great opportunity for our radio station to have you. I'm really excited about what the bond that you and I will be creating in the time that we will be on these airwaves. I'll tell you, my interest in radio goes way back, and you know, even as old a medium as radio is, it is as critically important now as it's ever been. As you get an opportunity to get into the homes and cars and minds of people, and that's why I never, when I'm preparing for a show, I never just, you know, willy-nilly, that's, I don't know, there's got to be a more updated term than willy-nilly, but you know, I think about, you know, what's happening in people's lives, and so when I come on the airways, it's always with the express intent to give people something that that, you know, they may not get other places, and that is important. We're going to be doing a lot of stories about, you know, everyday lives of people. Politics has its place, and you know, I am a guy who certainly is engaged in politics from time to time, but I'm more engaged in people. And people's lives, and trying to make people's lives better. The burdens that people have to deal with in their day-to-day lives sometimes become so overwhelming that I just think it's important that we let them know they're not alone, and that, you know, there are others who experience those same things that they do. And so that's what you're going to find out that we'll be doing. I mean, I'm going to have a guest on at the 9 o'clock hour. His name is Frank Cumberbatch. Oh, Cumberbatch. I'm sorry. Frank Cumberbatch. And he is with the Helen Bader Foundation that just does amazing things. Helen Bader Foundation is in the city of Milwaukee, but it does amazing things globally as well as locally in our city and across this nation. What they are doing is always with humanity in mind. So I just think those kinds of stories, I reached out to them and I just want, you know, the people in Waukesha who may not know, who are listening to us, who may not know about the Bader Foundation, needs to know what they are doing. And so that to me is as important as today. If I was going to be talking about Ukraine, but Ukraine is important and the conversation with Russia and Ukraine, but whether or not we talk about it right this moment, you know, the rest of the world is talking about it. So I'll definitely be talking about it on tomorrow with my good friend out of Virginia, Joe McNally, who will be joining me. A former colleague and award-winning journalist from across the nation. Joe McNally will be joining me as we'll talk about what's happening with Ukraine and other issues in this country. But I'll say this. When you are the contrast between your and my age is amazing. You're 23 and, you're actually, a little older than the young man that my wife and I are raising, who's 20, will be 21. And, man, I, you know, 23 years old, where was I at 23 years old? I mean, is this kind of, if you could have it your way right now, a career path that you could see?
Oh yeah, this is the dream. I was working some retails, you know, jumping around there before I found you guys, and it was a little soul crushing. Definitely not what I wanted, especially after working so hard in school. So right. I definitely feel a fulfillment here that I really enjoy, and I'm very, very, very lucky, especially to build something so awesome in such an amazing community. You know, and I grew up here.
So can you see yourself down the road as the host of a radio show?
Oh man, it depends if people like what I have to say. I'd be honored, but let the people talk, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, I think part of this is that people should get to know you. And anybody who knows me, I'm a host who interacts with my engineer, and I know other hosts who won't allow the engineer to utter a word,
right?
And I just think that's ridiculous. You know, I think it's important that, again, it's not about me, and that I know everything. I don't, and so to just come here and just constantly talk, and you know, it's boring to me. And to now, as I get to know you a little more, and as you know, time goes on, and I'm back in the studio, will our bond will grow even stronger. So you can tell me, I don't know anything about Waukesha. That's why I say you can learn from everybody. And since the studio is in Waukesha, I'm going to have to learn some things about Waukesha and the people of Waukesha. And You're going to be my teacher.
Oh, I'll have plenty of spots to show you. I'll take you on a tour whenever you end up down here.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
lots
listen,
we've
got... Yeah, well, you know, the last thing, you know, I've been around for a little while, and it is. I'm not the kind of guy who's been everywhere. I remember the last radio station, the last place we were on a place called Brady Street. I don't know if you've ever been to Brady Street.
Oh, yeah, I love Brady. It's such a fun area.
So you think I had lived in Milwaukee at that time about, you know, 65 years when I first joined this network, and I had never been on Brady Street.
Never.
Until the radio station.
Wow.
About 65 years old before I ever went on Brady Street. So anyway, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned in to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. We'll be right back.